Congressman Rob Bishop's town hall was widely reported as a civilized event. Cheryl Butler, the Summit County Democratic Party chair, said there were about 25% Bishop supporters and the rest seemed to disagree with him on most issues. She said the hot topic was public lands and the recent recommendation from the Secretary of the Interior, Ryan Zinke, to shrink two popular Utah national monuments. Butler says it's a huge concern in Utah.
When Bishop sits on the chair of the National Resources Committee in the House of Representatives, and so he does feel comfortable speaking about that, and he got quite a few questions. People were raised lots of signs supporting Bears Ears and Grand Staircase, Escalante National Monuments. People were very loud to express their support for those national monuments, although Representative Bishop did not appear to agree.
Bishop took written questions from the 250 people in the audience and said that some questions were outside his wheelhouse.
Yes. So, for example, someone had a question about net neutrality, a big concern amongst our high-tech folks. And he stated quite clearly that that net neutrality is not a subject that he feels comfortable talking about, and so therefore he would not do so. He also stated when someone asked about the recent pardon of Sheriff Arpaio in Arizona that he didn't know who that was and couldn't comment.
Butler says more than once people wanted to know if Bishop would continue to support the president.
So he, the questions were, as you said, written ahead of time and then submitted to his staff who were there. They kind of sifted through those and then handed some of the questions then to Representative Bishop to read out and answer. And they were a wide-ranging set of questions. In particular, people asked more than once if he would continue to support the president, particularly in where his constituents disagreed with the president, and why was he continuing to support the president. And so he talked a little bit about that. Stated that he would continue to support the president where he found agreement and would, if he ever disagreed with the president, he would let us know.
Emma Loudon, who is a Park City resident about to return to college for her sophomore year, decided she needed to make the trek to Layton because she feels the public lands issue is critical and she's opposed to any recommendation to shrink national monuments.
That is a particular concern to me because I think that we really, really need to protect public lands. And I was unhappy with his answers because I think that they represented a lack of understanding of what a lot of people in Utah really love about the land and a lack of a desire to care and protect for it. His responses felt very short-sighted.
Loudon says she left the town hall frustrated and angry.
He did not really listen to what people were saying. The answers that he gave felt very defensive, and he is a master at not really answering the question. He would deflect and tell stories and never give a straight answer even to yes or no questions.
Loudon is still a big fan of the process and encourages people to show up whenever possible.
Even though I came away frustrated, I think it was a wonderful experience to go to, and I would highly encourage anybody who has any chance to go to any town hall that any of our representatives or senators hold, because I think it's a really, really important thing to show up, put warm bodies in the room, and to show that people care and that we are involved and that we as citizens ultimately have the power to vote them out.
After contacting Bishop's office for comment, his director of communications, Lee Lonsberry, provided the following. Congressman Bishop was very pleased with the turnout and participation at his recent town hall meetings. He was grateful for the remarkably civil dialogue that took place. With the help of his constituents, Mr. Bishop was able to cover dozens of topics and hear from people about the issues that matter most. Summit County Republican Party chairperson Brantley Eason did not attend the town hall in Layton. It's not clear if or when Bishop will hold a town hall in Summit County. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.